Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rob Ellis, Ike Reese, 94 WIP. John Marks has the day off today. We're live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. All right, Ike, so naturally, a lot of birds as we're now 6 days away from the season opener. We're finally done with that freaking preseason. That's over with. We've mixed in some Phillies. They do have a big series against the Cubs starting tonight. We have a pair of 10 pairs of Phillies tickets for the September 10th game against the Nats that we're giving away. Giving out our favorite all-time role players in honor of Brent Celek retiring. But we do need to mix in a little basketball because guess what? We have a Woj bomb, Ike. Here it comes. Clear! All right, so... All right, Ben went a little crazy with that one. All right, so Adrian Wojnarowski, blame that on me. I asked for the sound effect, all right? Woj from ESPN tweeted out, story soon on ESPN, the Philadelphia 76ers have been granted permission to interview three front office executives. So we had thought that they were just going to roll with the sort of assistant GM thing and the promotions that they gave out in the front office all year, and Brent would stay in that same role.
Mm-hmm.
Brent would stay in that same role. Maybe not. All right, so here are the executives. There's three of them. Golden State's Larry Harris.
I'll take him.
Houston's Gerson Rosas.
I'll take him.
Utah's Justin Zanuck.
I'll take him, too.
All right, so you're talking about three franchises, in particular the first two.
Mm-hmm.
And Utah made a big leap last year that have had a great deal of success and sustained success throughout the last few years. I like that. I like picking from those teams. I like picking from Boston. They're the fields that I would be mining. These kind of successful teams.
Yeah.
And I know they shot high for Morey and potentially R.C. Buford and that kind of thing or whatever. But it's just interesting that what we maybe thought isn't necessarily the case in terms of where they stand with rolling into the season this way.
Yeah, it's not going to be much any new GM comes in can do. Right now the roster seems to be pretty much set. Where it is, certainly not going to get any big acquisitions.
Not to mention all the roles in the front office are already hammered.
Already in place. And you get the, I guess you can make something happen around the trading deadline if you were to get a new GM in here. I would like to know, because of the way the team is now, you really have your foundation pieces. So the draft isn't as crucial. I guess finding gems late in the draft, which is why I would love any of these three, Houston doesn't have a huge track record with drafting guys, but I like what obviously Golden State has done when they've drafted guys, and then Utah, I believe, does a nice job drafting guys and developing them as well. So you're going to need someone for that aspect of it. But when I look at this Sixer team, man, we need somebody that's going to be able to talk to one of these, that third superstar, and be able to sell him on coming here.
Which they weren't able to do this offseason. Yeah. Now, in their defense, LeBron, I think, had his mind made up he was going to L.A.
Yep.
Paul George, it never even got to the point where you could talk to him. And Kawhi was a trade, not a free agent. So they didn't land any of those three, but they're mitigating circumstances for all three. Here's the thing I would ask. If you're any of those guys, and I get you want a promotion from assistant GM to GM, but you're coming in with with basically no say on your front office.
Yeah.
All these roles are already laid out.
Which is why it would have to be someone who has yet to be a GM yet.
That wants the shot
wants a chance to do it.
Rung up the ladder, that's for sure.
I don't know if I'd be leaving Golden State, though.
Money talks.
Well, that's true, yeah.
You can go from assistant to you would think that title change gets you some more bread.
Yeah. Yeah, three rings is enough. Get on out of there.
And let's face it, you're not coming to a reclamation project. This team won 50-some-odd games with at least two superstars and a real good player in Dario already in place.
You already got foundation pieces.
And a real wild card in Fultz, if we're to believe some of the things we're hearing in the offseason. I need to see it before I start believing it. But there's a lot in place here that can really shoot you up pretty quickly, that's for sure. Let's go to Jeff in Quakertown. Jeff, you're on 94 WIP.
Good afternoon, Rob. How you doing?
Jeff, what's up, man?
What up, Jeff?
How you doing, Ike? I got a question about the running back situation for the Eagles.
Okay.
I'd really like to see the fellow from CB South, Josh Adams, make the squad. Do you think he's got a shot?
Yep. You mean the running back?
Yeah.
Yes.
I liked what I saw in the preseason games. He seems to have a different body style than the players that are in front of him, and I'd rather see them have a bigger back than a little bit of scat back. He seems to have that kind of body style to run over people.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and he has some speed to go along with it. I don't think you can totally judge him on what happened last night. Didn't have a very good showing last night, but he has a chance to make the squad because they like him. It's going to depend on whether or not they feel they can either get him through the practice squad or do they put him on the 53-man roster and he's inactive every Sunday.
So that would mean Smallwood and Pumphrey gone.
I think Smallwood has made the team.
Okay. Well, then do you think they're going to keep – you think it's practice squad, Adams, Smallwood makes it, Pumphrey's out in your scenario.
Right.
Okay.
Or they can keep five running backs on the active roster, but not activate five every Sunday.
Yeah, and you could still practice squad Pumphrey again.
Yes.
For the second time.
Yep.
You could do that.
And, yeah, nobody's claiming Donnell.
Right.
Although, listen, I thought he showed a little wiggle last night.
Yeah, I mean.
It's because it's the first time I've seen him in a year.
He desperately needed to play all four preseason games. He really did.
Yeah.
It wasn't the case.
And for some reason, he was screaming he was healthy, and they wouldn't let him play.
No.
Well, that tells you something.
I got a role player for you.
All right, do it.
This goes back a ways. For the Eagles, Bill Bradley.
Okay. Yeah, quality defensive
when he was
back.
Playing, yeah, everybody knows him as a defensive back. He has a career interceptions record for the Eagles.
He more than a role player, though, Jeff?
Was he a role player?
Yeah, he was a really good player, not just a role player, though. No? Yeah,
now, wait a minute. Before he played safety, when he came out of Texas, the Eagles used him as a punter, a punt returner, and a kick returner. And if I remember right, he was also the emergency quarterback.
Okay.
All right. So, he could do a lot of different things. All right, Jeff, I appreciate it. If we select you, we'll give you a call back, man. Thanks. There is a distinction here, and I get where he was coming from, but I think, and I know he's too old for a lot of people to remember, me included, but knowing of him and knowing the history.
Yeah.
I think he was too good.
Yeah, Bill Bradley, man, was good. He's a great Eagle.
Quality player. So, again, Aaron McKee was a really nice player, but he fits the role role player MO.
What we're sort of talking
MO
about.
MO that we're looking at here.
That's why Brent was a solid player, and he had some very good years in there.
Just not a superstar.
He wasn't a Pro Bowl player or anything like that. But for what they needed him to do, he had about a five-year run there where he was a starting tight end in this league and was very productive.
Like, here's a distinction. Ertz has taken it to a different level.
Yes.
Ertz would not fit that category that Brent would fit in. And that's no knock at Brent. I mean, the guy played 11 years in the NFL.
Yep.
There's something to be said for that.
Yep.
But there is a distinction between where Ertz is at right now and where Brent was.
Yeah, by the time Ertz is done playing, Ertz owned every tight end record.
I agree. I agree with you. Let's go to Ronnie in East Oakland.
It'll own those records in about 6-7 years.
Yes, you are correct. Ronnie, you're on 94 WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's
Ronnie.
Up, Ronnie?
Hey, man. You know, I miss y'all early show because, you know, I work overnight. So I'm just now waking up, and I'm happy about the news that Kendall Jenner and Ben Simmons is now over.
Yes.
Now.
Yes, the biggest news of the day by far.
I'm so happy. I'm wondering why he was posting a lot of, like, workout pics on his IG. You know, like, he seems motivated. I like to see that.
He had his fun. He was doing his vacation time. These players get time off, and now he's back in the gym. And, he's working towards the season. Got another month? Well, when did he report to camp?
A little less.
Yeah, less than a month.
I mean, the great thing, Ronnie.
Season starts October 16th. The season starts in 6 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing is Embiid and Simmons are gym rats. Those guys are always, always working on their game. Always.
Yeah, they realize how good they are. And with LeBron going to the West, they realize the opportunity they have right now. They realize that they got a chance that, you know, this Eastern Conference can be theirs. They know they have some work to do.
Yeah.
They lost to Boston last year. They don't want to lose to Boston again this year.
Amen.
They know that Boston is the favorite right now.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you heard about this, too, but it was rumored that, like, a couple of days ago that Joe Crawford from Utah accused Robert Covington of creeping with the mother of his child.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what? How that happened?
Yeah, when he was in Boston, Jay Crowder.
Oh, Jay Crowder. Okay.
Yeah, Jay Crowder.
Yeah, Jay, I was like, oh, man.
We had one of these situations again.
Yeah, Rocco.
Oh, my
Sniper.
God. You know, don't give me another reason to get annoyed with you, Rocco. Okay?
Sniper.
The playoffs did enough of enough damage.
Well, as long as they ain't married. If they were married, I would think different of Rocco.
But a
girlfriend.
Thank you, Ronnie.
I mean, that's on her.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't have any loyalty to Jay Crowder. It's a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's his wife.
That's different.
I mean.
Girlfriends, all bets are
off. Well, I'm just saying, some of these NBA girlfriends, man, are they really your girlfriend?
Yeah, like is Kendall Jenner really considered girlfriend material?
Yeah, when she was with other guys while she was with
Ben. Ben wasn't even on the plane yet and she had another date.
So,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, when you're just dating each other, yeah.
All bets are off.
Yeah.
Yes, I hear you. 888-729-9494.
Jay Crowder got to pick a better girlfriend, man.
That's what it comes down to.
That's what it really comes down to.
Exactly. 888-729-9494, #9494. Dating advice from Ike Reese.
Well, yeah, that's Dear Ike. That was yesterday.
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, every day is Dear Ike. Okay? We need your guidance every single day, Ike. By the way, it looks like Christian Hackenberg officially going to be released.
Oh, damn!
The hack. He thought he was maybe practice squad material, but last night certainly didn't help his case.
Oh, my God.
That's for sure. Yes. Yet another reason why.
Did he realize he was wearing a white jersey last night? I know both teams are green.
I thought he was with the Jets again.
That's what it was. He thought he was at all.
That's
man.
My story, and I'm sticking
what
to
it. That's what it was. He thought he was still playing with the Jets.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!